Okay, we learned the Gemara regarding Mitayach. And just to review quickly, we learned the Klalim of Hilchos Yom Tov, specifically that the Torah allows on Yom Tov Achas she'echol hol nefesh u'levadei yasal lachem. The Torah allows a person to do malacha for eichel nefesh. That's a beferish apostle. And we have the Kabbalah that there's a concept of mitayach. Mitayach shehutra l'tzayrach, hutra nami shalai l'tzayrach, which means, as we said last week, that mitayach shehutra l'tzayrach eichel nefesh, hutra nami shalai l'tzayrach eichel nefesh. Those malachas which are permissible for eichel nefesh reasons are permissible for non-eichel nefesh reasons. But as Taisa says, it's got to be a need for that day. But otherwise, you're allowed to do it. That's why you're allowed to carry a tissue. That's why you're allowed to carry keys. That's why a person is allowed to do malacha for non-eating purposes, simply for other tzarchei hayayim. That's also mutter. This is the rule of Mitayach, which is the focus of our Gemara. So our Gemara says a chiddush, that even though Mitayach is mutter, Mugmer is aser, because it's not shaveh l'chol nefesh. What does that mean, it's not shaveh l'chol nefesh in a practical sense? It means, I think Rashi says, that only mefunakim have Mugmer. Mugmer is something you burn sense to smell at the house. That's only mefunakim, that's not for everybody. I mention this again just to give you an example that you should understand the whole issue. What about taking a shower on Yom Tov? Taking a shower, you want the malacha. Which malacha is involved? You take a shower on Shabbos. Bishul and Havara. Right? You're causing the cold water to fall into the tank and become cooked. Bishul. And Havara, which is that you're causing the tank, the fire to go on. Well, Bishul and Havara, we know, are mutter for eichel nefesh. Right? You cook water for coffee, it's mutter for eichel nefesh. So what about taking a shower? You're not eating, not eichel nefesh. Why don't we say, Mitayach shehutra Havara l'tzayra, hutra nami shalai l'tzayra. Why is that not mutter? Right? You're not eating the keys either. So here also, why is it mutter? Because of Mitayach. Why is there mutter? Because of Mitayach. So there's a Mishnah in Be'ah that says that you're allowed to heat water to wash your hands or your face, or some say your feet, part of yad v'ragla, but not to bathe. Why? Because that's not shavah l'chol nefesh. It's not shavah l'chol nefesh. Does that mean it's not shavah l'chol nefesh? Can I explain?
Not everyone
takes showers.
Huh?
What?
Washing,
you had campus like that, right?
If you're prepared
to wash your hands, you do it all the time. So it seems the pshat is that it's not shavah l'chol nefesh to take a shower every day. That is, some people do take a shower every day, some people don't. But it's not shavah l'chol nefesh to take a shower every single day.
People don't
wash their feet anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Mishnah says pano yada v'raglav, but the Shulchan Aruch only writes pano yada, because since we wear today, we don't walk around barefoot. So ragla taka is different than the rest of the body. So that the yisr, the heter, is for something that's shavah l'chol nefesh. But this which is not shavah l'chol nefesh, so that's not something which is mutter.
You don't need a shower every day, or just that? What about most people?
The assumption is, well, it has to be shavah l'chol nefesh. It doesn't depend on you. Rashi says mugmar.
But
Rashi says, and it sounds like everyone likes mugmar. Everyone likes it, but only the mefunakim bother to do mugmar. So it sounds like what?
If I don't take showers on the first day, I'm putting the knee in that doesn't take showers
every single day. I don't know that that's so. I'm not sure that's so. Every 2 days, so that means you don't have to be yantif anymore. No, you have to have yantif for that day. You have to have a heter for that day, to take a shower on that day. You need a separate heter. We have 2 days to make a yevamish day. It has to be something that a person does every day.
What's that?
Depends where you live. Maybe they live in a very hot...
What if you haven't taken it before Yom Tov?
That's your own problem, you didn't take it before Yom Tov. The heter is it's something that somebody needs every day. Then you can ask me cooking also. You can cook ahead of time. But a person needs cooked food every day. Most human beings eat cooked food every day. So showers is not something that... It could take a bee if society becomes such that right people feel a need for a shower every single day. It could be that that it would change. Just to take away from what says the Parish and the Mishnah, you need a Dabar Mepharish to be clear.
What? Let's say you have one school that everybody takes every day, and other school people don't take every day.
So maybe the shul are all mefunakim, and that shul they're not all mefunakim. The question is it only mefunakim, or is it a normal tzairah? So until you can prove differently, the Mishnah says that it's not something you have to do every day. If you can prove to me that in any society, you don't have to go in all the countries, but in a certain society, everyone takes every day, if you can prove such a thing, then maybe in those times it's much more complicated. No, you went into the bathhouse down the block, and you went in. But question? But the point is not 3 days. You need a heter for that day. You need a heter. See, what the day is not what the that day. It doesn't change because of 3 days.
The culture.
No, want to take a shower is not the heter. The heter has to be that it's mutter also the yantif. That's just the reason. It's not that it could be. It would change. Those, if you hear of certain rabbanim that are matir, they're not matir because they argue what I just said. Those who talk about heterim. Talk about heterim based on a chaf. What they talk about is turning on the water for fun of the other. Turn on the water for fun of the other, which is mutter. And then just leaving it on, and now you're not doing bishul anymore. You just leave it on without adjusting it. So that's what they talk about. What? Why are you allowed to?
Walk in the shower for fun of the other, you might walk in like you go about anyway.
You might.
So you're fun of Raga, he's only about to think, but you're allowed to walk into the shower to fun of Raga.
Well, if you're allowed to turn on the water for fun of Yada. So once it's on,
the water,
leave it on.
The shower, you watch
I don't mean to get into the pratim. It's the winter now anyway, but I just meant to illustrate the gather of the Gemara of Shavu L'Chalevir. Suddenly it has a little more meaning, what it means, Shavu L'Chalevir.
What about cold shower?
Cold shower, you can take a cold shower. No hot water, you can take a cold shower. Mikurdin, you can take a cold shower even on Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is a minig natu because people come to other malachas. But if you can do it. Alright, so this is Matash. Now let's see Tysis. We're going to try to get the klolim that Tysis introduces us to. Matash Yoshua Tsarah Tysis, Pirish Tsarah Chachal Nefesh, which you're now, Mishloy Tsarah Chachal Nefesh, Vachay Tsarah Hanas Hayayim, Ai Tsarah Kiyom Mitzvah. Those four words are the chiddush of this Tysis. First part, three lines of Taisa Pashit. He's teaching Mitaich. Vavad, he says, Shei Tzarech Hanas Hayayim, which is also Pashit. Oi, Tzarech Kiyom Mitzvah Biyantin. Or it has to be a Tzarech Mitzvah. Now, I told you last week, Lachem V'loi L'Gvaya, Kindu Malacha for the Beis HaMikdash. But Taisa's whole, no, that's only in the Beis HaMikdash. But for a person to do it a mitzvah as an individual, it's mutter. Kehidai Tzas Katan L'mayvai, V'sefer Tzarech L'Krispai, V'lul L'Batispai. Says a Mishnah, you're allowed to carry a cotton sefer Torah of a lulav. The truth is, it doesn't say in the Mishnah cotton lamol, just as cotton.
Well,
you could say cotton means cotton because you want to take them someplace to eat somewhere. But then it says lulav. Lulav means for a mitzvah.
Well, you know, for the first thing, it's like carrying keys is not derech ma'ar shef ma'ar. So also,
I would think lachem v'loy l'gvaya maybe excludes mitzvah. So he says, no, it doesn't exclude mitzvah, it excludes the mitzvah. Maybe it doesn't exclude mitzvah. Somebody carries rocks for no reason, so he's chayiv because he's carrying for no reason. It has to be a tzarech hayayim. V'ha'ayfa miyantif l'chayel, Rav Chista da malayka. The same thing if you cook or bake on yantif for a weekday, even for chol hamoed, that's awesome. Rav Chista says laika mishum l'les lehayel. He doesn't hold up hayel v'miklay archim, which I mentioned to you last week. He says you get malchus if you do hold of chayil, so you don't get malchus, but it's still aser because chayil is still aser midravat. Ushchitas eilas nedava the shayil of Israel. Why are you allowed to shecht eilas nedava? Haylu mishum shalei shulchan chamalei b'shulchan rabach chaser. That is, your shulchan shouldn't be full, And Shulchan of your Rebbe, chasif. So that's mutter. Talk about what? So I'll explain in a minute. Umaytzi chametz b'soif be'esai. Damina perakamet the pesachim the kaifal of kli. We learned the pesachim in that vav. That if you find chametz in your house and yontif, you don't burn it. Kaifal of kli. Why do we say mitayich? So what Taisus mean? You should be allowed to burn it because it's a tzairich mitzvah. That's what Taisus says. They says, "How do we shum the asal asaf into our bottom? We shum muktzah, the asal talkalai." This is a chiddush. Really, you'd be allowed to burn the chametz. The reason you can't burn the chametz is because it's muktzah. How are you going to burn it if it's muktzah? So therefore, kaifa lovkli. So this is Taisus shita. And I think last year, if you look back in your notes on that vav, you probably mentioned Taisus shita that the issa sreif is only mishum. We definitely mentioned it. The issa sreif is mishum muktzah. Period. There are other Rishayim who argue with Taisus. The Ran, among others, holds that the Tzarech Mitzvah is not a Tzarech on Yantif, that there's no heter of Tzarech Mitzvah on Yantif. Question is, what does the Ran do with the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Be'ah that you're allowed to carry a lulav. You're allowed to carry a Sefer Torah, a child. So what does he do? The Ran says Tzarech Mitzvah is Aser. And there it says that that Tzarech Mitzvah is Mutter of the Farish of Mishnah.
Well, then Tashbita
was
already passed.
What? Okay, 1 second, get to that. That's a kasha on the Ran. On Taisus is Shrer. Why Taki is not allowed to burn Kachim? Not allowed to burn Kachim. Why don't you say it should be Mutter because of my Mitzvah? My mitzvah, forget about it, I'm not doing it for Gvaya. I'm doing it for me. Lachem says it's got to be for me. Not for any, not for Klavim, not for nothing, and not for the basic mitzvah. Why isn't the butter off my mitzvah? So the Hafla on Taisvis says, the Hafla says that the gedder of Tzairach mitzvah is that it has to be a mitzvah hayyai. It has to be a mitzvah of that day. A mitzvah of that day is mutter. If you have an 8-day-old baby, it's a mitzvah to be ma'alim on yantif, that's the day of the milah, it's mutter. Lulav, it's a mitzvah of lulav, it's today's mitzvah. Today's mitzvah, that's mutter. Anything which is a mitzvah's hayayim, you're allowed to do. Something which is not mitzvah's hayayim, sreifas kachim. The mitzvah is not necessarily related to today. It will be today's carbon, the carbon tamid, of course it's mutter. Carbon Muslim, of course it's Muslim. But if it's a carbon which is not a mitzvah hayyai, so that is aser, because it's not today's carbon. And the Afla says that's shot in Taisus. Taisus said, why are you allowed to shecht Eilas Nadava? Eilas Nadava is not today's mitzvah. Eilas Nadava means I'll give an Eilas, can do it anytime. Taisus says, why are you allowed to be makriv Eilas Nadava? Taisus doesn't say Mishum mitzvah. Taisa says, Shalaye Shulchan Chamale Shulchan Rabbi Chasa. It's a heritage. That the Mizbeach will be empty and you'll have a full table. It's a heritage that people have. Because of that heritage, it's mutter. But not because of mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be a mitzvah sayyah.
It's not looking for the mitzvah, why
it's mutter. It's mutter after heritage. You'll have to do things for a heritage. If you have a friend and you feel bad, you insult him, you want to bring him something to make up with him, you're allowed to carry on your thing. Because you have a certain satisfaction from it. So for that satisfaction, it's mutter. But stuff, it's tzarchei mitzvah alone, has to be a mitzvah sayayin. If you're doing it l'shei mitzvah, it says that Talmud Torah is always called mitzvah sayayin. Every day is a mitzvah alone. So you're allowed to carry sefer Torah, you're allowed to carry any sefer. But it's got to be a mitzvah sayayin. This hafla, the Bir Halacha brings in Tufkuf Yitzchess, b'shem others say the same thing. So basically they're saying there's no machlokes. A mitzvah sayyayim is mutter. No mitzvah sayyayim is us. You find a machlokes. It's a machlokes if you're allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. If you find chametz on Pesach, kaifa lo kli. Taisa says, you're allowed to burn it. It's only because of muktzah that's kaifa lo kli. The Ran says, no, you're not allowed to burn it because you're not allowed to burn it. It's a burning. What's their machlaikis? So the Ksav Sefer says that their machlaikis is a machlaikis if burning chametz on Pesach is a mitzvah sayayim. The mitzvah tashbis usar is when? Erev Pesach is a mitzvah to burn chametz. On Pesach, it's a mitzvah to burn chametz? No. If you're stuck with chametz, you have to burn it. You've got to get rid of it. But it's not a mitzvah sayayim burning chametz. But that's actually a machlaikis rishayim. And I believe Taisus on Hayam and Bey's brought down this question if it's a mitzvah sayayim to burn chametz. And that's good for the machlaikis. If you're also a mitzvah sayayim, you're allowed to burn chametz. So he says it's only also mishum mukta. No, it's not a mitzvah sayayim. No, burn chametz. So this is the machlaikis. The klal then is a clear klal. Mitzvah samutra if it's mitzvah sayayim, and anything else is us. The only thing that I have difficult with this is I don't understand. For example, Taisus is going to say that even a mitzvah drabanan is mutter. Right? Taisus says, he's going to say that even midrabanan mitzvah l'sarfay, havetzarech hayyam. He's going to say, mitzvah drabanan, na mishalina hechadikol meyam mitzvah. A mitzvah drabanan, you're allowed to do balacha for on Yom Tov. So Shagasariya, he asks, how could a drabanan be matir? How could a drabanan be matir malacha on Yom Tov? Min ha-taira, it's not a mitzvah. Midrabanan, it's a mitzvah. So you're allowed to do malacha for it. The second day Yom Tov, if you want to carry a lulav to shul, what's the heter? You know, according to the Shagas Aryeh, if you shake your lulav in the house in the morning, many people have a minig to shake the lulav in the sukkah in the morning. You're not carrying it to shul. Why are you carrying it to shul? So they're not knowing by halal. The Faishanas. That's not a deraisa. The new one by Halal, that's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'rabanan. Shagas Aryeh holds, you're not allowed to carry a lulav for a mitzvah d'rabanan. It's matriyan taisus. Taisus says it's mutter. How can a d'rabanan be mutter d'oraisa? What's the answer? How would you answer that?
Yourself.
What does that mean?
You have enough from carrying
it. You get satisfaction.
Yes.
Is that the answer? I'm allowed, you know, there's a Taisus in Beya, not a mitzvah to be a farsim, but Taisus in Beya says that you're allowed to play ball on Yom Tov, even though it's carrying, but it's a hanah. It's a hanah. So the Marshal is matmi on Taisus. He says, what do you mean, das shaitim huzeiza? Playing ball. It's a shtus, it's roi l'ktanim. What's the answer? What does Taisus say? If people enjoy it, so maybe they shouldn't. You give them a mussar shmuz, they shouldn't enjoy it. But if they enjoy it, so it's mutter. You're allowed to carry. Can I ask you a question? Are you allowed to carry a comic book on Yom Tov? I mean, I hope you're not suggesting that you get comic books on Yom Tov. But the stomach you're allowed to carry. If somebody likes to read a comic book, you're allowed to carry it. It's a shtus. But he's carrying it for Hanah Sayyim. That's what the Torah is matter.
A warm shower.
But it has to be shovel l'chol nefesh. It has to be a type of anah which is shovel. Reading is shovel l'chol nefesh. And you don't need this book should be shovel. Just like what? Is what?
Not shovel.
I understand, but basar tzvi is also not shovel. We say that once eating is mutter, you can carry, you can cook any type of eating. Once reading is mutter, you can carry anything you could read. So, assuming it's mutter to read it, you'd be allowed to carry it. So Mimela, a mitzvah d'rabbanan should be no worse than all my shtusim. For all my shtusim, I can do. I can carry licorice to shul, because I like licorice. I plant that to shul, to wherever I'm going to eat. If I like licorice, I can do it. So a mitzvah d'rabbanan, I can't do it for. I also get satisfaction from it. That would seem to be the answer. That would seem to be the answer is that as long as for me it's a satisfaction, it's mutter. No, it's a logical parrot. Everyone agree? Carry a lulav home from shul. Why are you carrying a lulav home? So the halacha is, if you're carrying the lulav home because you need it for tomorrow, it's awesome. If you're carrying the lulav home because you get all nervous if you leave it in shul, so it's for today, then it's mutter. Depends. I personally don't carry a lulav home from shul. because I don't see the need in carrying it home. I put it in the, I keep it in the shul. But or if somebody could leave a wife at home and tell her not to take lulav until I get home, so then you have a heter to carry it home, so she should check. But that's got to be a tzara. But again, my point is that the pshat in Tosis, why is it Mitzvah Drabanan Mutter? Because it's a satisfaction. You get satisfaction from doing a Mitzvah Drabanan, no? So I don't understand, if it's a mitzvah that's not mitzvah hayayim, don't you get satisfaction from that too? If you do a mitzvah that's not today's mitzvah, it's a mitzvah you can do any day. You don't get satisfaction from such a mitzvah. Why is it mitzvah? That's not mitzvah hayayim, it's also why. So it says, the Ksav Sefer, even though mitzvah is blah blah, and it's nitnu, but you can't be makhish that people feel good. Well, I said people feel good having done a mitzvah. So people feel good having done a mitzvah. It should be mutter to carry. It's mutter to do a mitzvah that's not a tzarech hayayim. I don't understand why it's not mutter.
I think the difference is the whole enjoyment you get out of it if you go to mitzvah, rabbanim, by the comic book here, okay, that mitzvah is irrelevant, it's personal, I know.
Okay, I don't see why the pleasure of doing a mitzvah should be worse than the pleasure of.
It's not a general rule that's about that, but if you feel good, you have enough, you can do it.
I mean, maybe if you take out pleasure from a mitzvah drabanan, for you it'll be mutter. Maybe if I have pleasure in drop on, it'll be mutter. It's only sometimes people do mitzvahs because they stop doing it and then they don't feel so good. Maybe you have to see if it fits in the Bir Alach Lashon. Curious to see, maybe you're right. Maybe if I personally get pleasure from it, so maybe it'll be mutter. What? Yeah, that's a big shadow. But doing a bris milah on a ninth day for a child on Yom Tov, you know, in the Pesukim it says that if you want to be mekel, you can be mekel. Does it not make a chachilo? If someone wants to be make a do a bris, and I say bris, but anyway. I believe that's what it says with his name. Why are we matter straight out? Because everybody, you feel good. You feel very good. You make a bris, you make a party, and. Alright, the mitzvah, the feeling good has to be in the melacha. But you feel good, you get no bris. So I don't, this is a kash which I have. I don't know the answer to. If you're going to say it's the satisfaction, then I have a kasha. If you say it's not the satisfaction, it's a problem. It doesn't go by satisfaction. So then a malacha drop off, it's not to be yasa. Then the shak say is right. We're makel by a malacha drabana. By mitzvah drabana. We carry lulav to shul for nanuim, or second day yamtif, which is all drabana. And so I'm sort of stuck in this thing. I'm not sure how to deal with it. Let's move on with Taisvis. You can't say it's talking you did bithel. Rather, Rashi says in Pesachim. So he says, no. Well, listen carefully to the case. You have a man who cooked a gira nosha and yamdiv, and he ate it. Beishamai the less lohu mitayich. I forgot to tell you that. Beishamai doesn't hold a mitayich. The whole mitayich is they sell. Beishamai does not hold a mitayich. Like you get malchus for cooking to get out nash. Ooh, they sell the islu mitayich. Ain't it like? So what bothers Tais? What shver? It's to get out nash, and therefore she get malchus going to everybody. Tzarech leiber avah gav d'loy chashav eichel nefesh. Gira nosha is not food. Mishum isser d'rachav alayim, because it's awesome. L'komakim tzarech hayayim u'kivin d'achalayim. It's still a tzarech hayayim. So gira nosha is not food. So Reb Shimon in the Shari Yashir brings this taisir in Shar Aleph, the end of Perek Tes, as a raya to his yisayid. The site of Reb Shimon is that food, the definition of food, is something that people eat and that the Torah says you're allowed to eat. Reb Shimon's shita was that if you have something which is not kosher, then al pi halacha, it's not food. If the Torah says this is not food, it's not food. It looks like food, it smells like food, it tastes like food, but it's not food. It's not eichel. Right? I think he said that it wouldn't be metame to mesaychlin. He's nevela. Should at least one sheet that it's not metame to mesaychlin. It's not food. So the way we explained it, the way Reb Shimon explained it, is it's poison. Let's say you would have a something that tastes good, but it's poison. Comes in a packet, warning, you put it out for the mice, it's poison. So would you say it's food? It's not food. If somebody eats it and gets sick, you wouldn't call that food. It tastes good and it smells good and it looks good. It doesn't matter. It's poison. So Reb Shimon says the same thing with nevela, treifis, giranosha. Api aloch, it doesn't have a din of food. I said enough gemina. If somebody sells someone else food, a piece of meat, so the person pays for the meat, and then he finds out the meat was treif. Could be an halakha butcher. He sold the meat, and then there was a recall. It was treif. Somehow there was a confusion, and he got treif for meat. So he goes to his customer, and obviously if the customer has the meat, he gives it back, he gets his money back. What happens if the customer ate the meat already? The treif for meat. So he's still entitled to his money back. His full amount. Why doesn't he at least deduct the hanor? Right, treif for food is cheaper. Well, the mice he enjoyed, he ate the food. Why doesn't he deduct something from the price? Because he ate. Zakr of Shimon. So he didn't eat. Thought he ate. Felt like he ate. But if he had eaten poison, you wouldn't say you should pay for the food. He ate poison. The Torah says it's not food, then it's not food. What? It was a mazik, but there's no payment. Who, the person who ate it?
Yes.
The person who ate it, he should have to pay because he was mazik. The other person could still sell it as treifus. Why is he a mazik? So probably the answer is that if you put something in Baruch Matsuya, the person who puts something in a place where Baruch Matsuya is going to destroy it, that's not called mazik. The person who puts it there is a mazik. We learned Bava Kama, how many years ago? 4 years ago? A couple of you were in the class. But maybe you'll remember, we had a case then where someone sold salt in a bag that was labeled sugar. And the customer bought a bag. This person was bagging his own bags of sugar. He made a mistake, he put salt. The customer bought the sugar and he put it into a cake. And when the cake was finished, it was not edible, so it was salt instead of sugar. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Paskin, that the person who sold it has to pay for the cake. He's a mazik. Why is he a mazik? He's only a grama. So that's a ruach mitzuya. It's a ruach mitzuya that if you put something in if you put sugar in a salt in a sugar bag and you sell it to a customer, it's going to end up in food. So at any rate, it's a ruach mitzuya, and that's why you don't have to pay off mazik. I suppose that's the reason. But Rav Shimon's Yisayid, anybody remember it? Remember the case? Sugar and salt. Anyway, the what we're talking about is that an eichel that's treif is not an eichel. It's not an eichel. Now, what?
Could have sold it to
a guy. Could have sold it to a guy, but who caused it to be eaten? The seller caused it to be eaten. Zok Rav Shimon, it's not a food. Says that's pshat in giranasha. Now we have to hold copy here because let's work it out. If someone cooks the giranasha, does he have a heter of eichel nefesh? What's Taisa say?
No.
He has no heter of eichel nefesh. Why doesn't he have a heter of eichel nefesh? So Rav Shimon, it's not food. So why don't you get malchus according to Beis Hillel? It's a tzarech hayayim. So it's not food, but it's a tzarech hayayim. So this is Rav Shimon's Yisayid. The problem is, why is it a tzarech hayayim? If the Torah said it's not food, the Torah also said it's not a tzarech hayayim. How does Rav Shimon, how does it follow through? Can I follow? We're saying, get on Nasha, someone cooks straight for Zan Yamtif, he's Eichel Nefesh, no. It's not echel nefesh, it's not food. What is it? You tell you it's not food, that if you eat it, it tastes good. It's the veil. So therefore, you have a heter of a teich. What do you mean a heter of a teich? It tastes good. The Torah says it doesn't taste good. The Torah says it's not a hanah. If you're going to not go with the Torah, you're going to say, look, it's food. So I agree, it's food. If you look at it the way Rav Shimon looks at things, through the way the Torah looks at it, so it's not food. But then it's not Hanoi either. What? It's a Dashaveh, then it should be an Eichel. So if it's Achila, so then even according to Beis Shammai, you shouldn't get Malkus. It's Achila, it's Eichel Nefesh. It's saying if you don't hold a Mitaich, you get Malkus, because it's not food. If you do hold a Mitaich, you're off the hook, because it is a Tzarech Hayah. How does that fit? Food it's not, I understand. Rav Shimon says you look at it the way the Torah says. That's Rav Shimon's Mahalak all the time. I look at things the way the Torah looks at it. Fine. Not food. So therefore, it is a Hanoah. How does that fit? So get hanosh because it's mutter b'hanah. The Torah says you can't have hanosh. This is the Torah says you can have hanosh, even though this type of hanosh you can't have. Maybe since the Torah says mutter b'hanah, so if we don't call it achila, we call it hanah. So then maybe it's mutter. Maybe then it's mitai. That's true. But the difference, you're right. If he would take the Gid Anosha and give it to himself intravenously, I wouldn't have any problem. If he'd smear it as a lubricant or to dry skin, I would agree. But if his Anosha came from doing what the Torah said you can't do, the Torah said don't have the Anosha of eating it, so we're going to say that that's Mutter Al Tatai. We have problems today. I don't know.
We won't call it
achila,
but he has a purpose for it.
We're not calling it achila, and it's a normal purpose. It's a normal purpose. I had a Torah said this is not a purpose.
He has a purpose.
It's not achila.
It won't have it in achila, but he has
to
ask me
what
to do with it. Whatever
he
wants to do, whatever
you want to call it. Wants to put it into his mouth and swallow it. So, we're going to say there's such a thing as achila, which means eating it. There's such a thing as putting your mouth and swallowing it, which is a hanoah, but not an achila. That's really. It's a hanoah that afterwards he's satisfied. He doesn't have to eat again. So even though the Torah said you're not allowed to have that hanoah, since the Torah didn't ask for that hanoah feeling full, the Torah asked for eating it. So the hanoah feeling full. You have to somehow cut it that way. It's very docistic. You have to say that when I cook to eat, that eating is not eating. To feel satisfied, so that pleasure which I had afterwards of feeling satisfied, I always said to feel satisfied.
I can't say that. Why? That's measurable then in the case of somebody
You'd have to deduct the pleasure of feeling satisfied. Yeah, why do you have to deduct the pleasure of feeling satisfied? You have to say, because he feels satisfied from eating poison, then that's not going to call the hanah. So we say the same thing here. Yes?
So I'm not similarly like when the hanah goes down by eating the hanah, we say, I don't have to go and buy food in the field. So I didn't eat much. I don't have to eat a meal now.
And you still don't have to pay. And if up he came to Allah, you don't have to pay for the banish and hanah. So you make it stronger. Because the halach is you don't have to pay. So we see that pleasure is not, the Torah said it's not a pleasure, even though you feel satisfied. The question then is, Nyamtif, why that's called a hanoh? Tzairach, Tzairach used the word tzairach. So what does that mean? He didn't eat on Yantif. He had. He felt satisfied. He made the missus to be happy on Yantif. He was happy.
No, not happy. To eat something. It could be like.
But we say it's not considered. If it's considered eating, then even according to Beis Shammai, Achil Nefesh is Mutter. You shouldn't get mad.
He's not going to eat
anything else. So it's not called eating. What?
He's not going to eat anything else.
He has the Hanoah, there's not anything else. But then Shimon is saying that then he should have to pay by the case where he bought it for that pleasure. It seems that pleasure is not a pleasure. If someone sells you poison, you get an upset stomach, and now you know you don't feel like eating for 3 days. You don't have to pay him the food that you would have eaten. And that's not a shenanigan. And that's the way Rav Shimon is looking at it. So, we have a bit of a problem. A bit of a problem understanding this din of the Giranoshin. The next line of Taisa says, "Venira Lari, the Hadsas Tinuk Latayil have a Tzaira Hayayim, Miyatzal a Tzaira Hanachri Asa, Nirada." Taisa says, you're allowed to take a child out of the house, Latayel, to go for a walk. What's the Chiddush? What?
Carrying the child.
So what's the Chiddush? We said, Matayach is Mutter. So it's just giving an example. What? You want to go to your neighbor and everyone should say how cute the baby is. And, People, parents get pleasure from it, no? Right? All parents are convinced that their baby is cute and smart, although everyone knows, everyone says it about everybody else, even if it's not true, but they're convinced that by their children. So the truth is that the Rosh in Beya says a Chiddush that the Heta to take a child with Tayel is not only where you want the child in the place you're going. Sometimes you don't want the child in the place you're going, but you can't leave the child home alone. Someone has a baby in the house and he and his wife want to go to a drasha. They go to the drasha, they take along the baby. If the baby will cry, they'll run out. So why are they taking the baby to the drasha? If they're doing it that everyone should admire the baby, of course there's pashas. The Rosh says, even if you're taking it only because you don't want to leave the baby behind, you call that a tzairach shlilos, a negative tzairach. It's because something you don't want. Because if you leave the baby behind, you're going to be stuck. You won't be able to go out. So you're only taking the baby because otherwise the couple can't go out together. So that also is a legitimate tzairach hanyamtis. That's what the Rosh says. If that's what Taisus means, I can't tell you. Taisus doesn't say those words. But at any rate, he says, Latayel, to go for a walk, even though a person would rather go for a walk without the baby, still, you're allowed, if you're taking the baby only for a negative tzairah, that is mutter. Now, this Chiddush comes up, Lamaisa, in a number of cases. For example, now, listen carefully, you'll cut the similarity. Let's say you have a coat, and many coats have a hook right by the neck, a hook that you can put it onto. You can hook it onto a hook. I don't know what that's called. A loop, right? It's a loop that you can put it onto a hook. If that loop is ripped, are you allowed to wear that coat on Shabbos?
No, master.
So Shulchan Aruch says that if you don't plan to fix it, it's okay. It's not chashivas. But if you plan to fix that loop, so now you're carrying the loop. So being that you're carrying the loop, it's a it's also on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, if you have such a coat, are you allowed to wear such a coat on Yom Tov? What do you mean? You're allowed to carry on Yom Tov? 1 minute. You're carrying the loop. The loop is not for today. You can't fix it on Yom Tov. Sewing is also on Yom Tov. You're carrying the loop for tomorrow. So there, the Chazon Ish is quoted as saying that you're not allowed to wear it. If you're carrying the loop and you're carrying it for tomorrow, you're not allowed to wear such a coat on Yom Tov. Yeah, you're allowed to carry your keys, you're allowed to carry your tissues, you're allowed to carry your food, you're allowed to carry your baby. But you're not allowed to wear this coat because you're carrying the loop. Yeah, if you don't plan on fixing it, you can even do it on Shabbos. No Shabbos. It's only where you plan to fix it has a Chashivas. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed. If it has a Chashivas, it's not both. But that's a mechaber shulchan aruch. Now, if you plan to fix it, it's us. Now, even if it's attached, if it has its own chashivas, you can't. If right now it serves no purpose, the hem always serves a purpose. This hook right now has no purpose. It's just that you're taking it so you can reattach it. Look, it's a mechaber, it's a mishin aleph, that on Shabbos it's us. I'm only asking about Yom. What? So the raya for this rush is a makar for the kula, which I think all the paiskim are makel, the basis is the Rosh. The Rosh says a tzarech shlili is a tzarech. Why am I carrying this hook? There's no other way I can carry it. Can we have a coat? It's a negative tzarech. It's a tzarech shlili. And from this Rosh is a raya that a tzarech shlili, a tzarech, you see what I mean by tzarech shlili? You don't need the hook, but you need to carry the hook in order to be able to wear the coat. So you need it like for a negative tzarech. It shouldn't mess you up. You need to take it. Like taking the baby along. I need to take the baby along because otherwise I can't stay up. I need to take the hook, otherwise I can't wear the coat. It's a raya that a tzarech shlili is a tzarech. Now this is very negaya. On Yom Tov, this heter of tzarech shlili. Rav Palm Grada was machmir la'atzmai on this kula. He was machmir on a tzarech shlili. He was not mekel. But if people would ask him, he would tell them the minig is to be mekel. That's how he would answer the question. But it's very negaya, and you have to help cut. Using hot water on Yom Tov is mutar asa. You want to wash dishes. You want to wash your hands. You're allowed to use hot water. Huh? You guys never wash dishes, I say. Wait till you get married. Huh? Everyone uses hot water. I think you know. Doesn't everyone use hot water? Now, one second. When you use hot water, if you have 75 gallons of water in your basement, of hot water, when you're using hot water, you're doing bishul on what? On the 76th gallon. Do you need that 76th gallon for Yom Tov? Huh? You don't need it for Yom Tov. No way you can need it. Even if you're going to use 76 gallons, I'll tell you why. Because when you get up to the 76th gallon, you're going to be letting the 150th gallon in. Are you going to need the 150th? So you're not allowed to take out the 76th. Even if you say you need 150, but you're not allowed to take out the 150th gallon, because then you're letting in the 225th gallon. So lemaisa, you can't use the first drop, because you can never use the last drop, because when you get to that last drop, you can't use the next drop. Follow what I'm saying? You're not concentrating, you're not going to chop. People tell me, you can wash your dishes the night of Yom Tov, because that new water that comes in, you'll use tomorrow. Logical? No. I'll tell you why it's not logical. Because let's say Yom Tov is over at 6 p.m. So at 10 to 6, are you allowed to use hot water? No. The new water, so you can't use water 10 to 6. You can use water 20 to 6. Well, 10 to 6, you're not going to be able to use the water that comes in at 22. So 20 to 6, you can't. Now, if you can't use it 20 to 6, you can't use it 5:30 either. Because if you won't, the new water which falls in, you can't use in 10 minutes. You have what I'm saying? So you really can't use any water on Yom Tov. Because any later minute, you won't be able to use it. And this new water which comes in, you're cooking for tomorrow. Tosfos says you're not cook for tomorrow. What's the teretz? Teretz is that it's a tzarech shlili. It's a, what is it? It's a tzarech shlili, which means that I can't get the first gallon out without dropping in the 76th gallon. There's no way I have a heter to cook the 76th gallon, not because I need it cooked, because I need it to push out the first gallon. What? The pump didn't use hot water. Nothing was hot water on Shabbos because of this. That was, if someone would ask, I've seen people ask him, and he said the minig is to be made. That's what he would tell people, which is true. But that's why he was machmer using hot water. So the question is, when you get married, you don't want to be machmer, could you machmer? Yeah, that's an older question. Do you take all your chumas onto your wife or not? You know, it's a very hard question.
She wants to wash this
one. You know, a person machmer for himself, machmer for himself. So if you wash the dishes with cold water, so you can be machmer. If you want her to wash it, you know.
You carry a car with a car, bring the keys, you carry the car with keys on it, same reason.
It's a separate issue. You can get the house keys without the car key. You're right, except that you could get it off and take the key off. You know, it's mutter. It's really mutter. It's really the way to get it off. You should get it off. But at any rate, this is the inyan of the heter l'tayel. Now, the rest of Tosfos gets into the inyan of Erev Haitzah, the Yom Tov. We paskin Yesh Erev Haitzah, there's an issa to carry on Yom Tov. Except it's mutar l'tzarech hayayim. But as I mentioned to you the other day, you're not allowed to carry for tomorrow. That's all. If you don't mind, there's a rush. Take a look at Marsha. I mean, There's a marshah here, which is the Yisraelistic marshah. Why the marshah has it in Ksubis and not in Beya, where it belongs, I don't know. But the last marshah on this Taisus, there's nothing to do with Taisus directly. Akash. On Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, the marshah begins, Bem Tzadiba Vahadik Amar. He brings down Taisus, Akam Shainai. Listen to what he asks. Sarech li tein tam, amai lahi tiru nami tchumin l'tzayra. Why is it a mutter on Yantif to go chutz l'tchum for tzayra chwat? It doesn't mean only achal nefesh. It's any tzayra. Why is it a mutter to walk chutz l'tchum for tzayra chayayin? Da'afilu malacha gemura hi tiru. Even to do a malacha gemura is mutter my time, or the mitayich. So why isn't tchumin mutter? Yesh li asher. You have a riddle. Marsha tells us Yesh li asher. Don't look at the bottom yet. We'll look at it in a minute. What's the logical terrace? Why? What's the difference between carrying food and cooking food, which is mutter? And I want to go chutz l'tchum. I want to get, I heard that there's some good food, chutz l'tchum. What? For food. For food, I'm in a bungalow, and I want to go. I ran out of challah. No challah left. I want to travel. I want to go for a walk. Tchum is 7/10 of a mile. Tchum. So I want to go for a 15-minute walk to someone's house to eat. Eichel nefesh. Why isn't that mutter? That's my show's kashya. Biyesh liyashu. What's biyesh liyashu? There are two logical truths. What? Why? Why different than all other malachas? What? So why is there a hatavakla? So look at the Karnei Reim on the bottom. He says a cute teres. If I could say cute, coffee teres. Should be my fault. Vem tzedibo, hadakam v'yesh liyashiv, nichta betzida, kavanosai. The lekarev ha-maichel elov ze mutter. Ava lekarev atzmai el ha-maichel ze osur. To bring the food to you from chutz l'tchum, that's a malacha in the food, that's mutter. To bring you to the food, that's osur. Mishum dekirev atzmai ha-maichel daimu la-mashikos ha-taisus la-el. Gabi mechabe esaner b'shvil davar acher. In the bottom Taisvis. Taisvis says, putting out a candle, kibui. You're allowed to do kibui for eichel nefesh. Putting out a kibui because there's a light in the room. And tashra shamita is awesome. You want to put it out, b'shvil davar acher, to be matir, tashra shamita. Mechshir kemechshir eichel nefesh. That's not the hanah. That only brings you to the hanah. So therefore he's saying the same thing. To bring you to the food, tchumin, that's awesome. To bring the food to you, that's mutter. Nice chat? To bring you to the food is different. To bring the food to you, nice chat. The problem is, it's a very shver kani reim, because of a gemara. The gemara in Beit Al Chafei, it says if a guy brings food to you on Yom Tov from chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to eat it. If a guy brings food to you from chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to eat it. What's pshat in this kani reim? No, it's the Israel. The guy is doing it for a year.
Even like
different
food
and food. No, it's something he did it for a year. I'm lucky for a guy. You're right. It'll be good. It's a pellet. The kind of area is a pellet. So what? What? There are other tourism. The tourism get involved in Hilchos Yantif, and that's why I'm not going to go into it. But the Chasam Sofer in a Tshuva says a different tarot. The Chasam Sofer is in Aruch Chaim, Tshuva Kuf Mem Tes, and he says, and there's a stipler on it in Erevin, he says that Tchumin is not one of the Lamed Tes Malachis. What does Tchumin have to do? Tchumin? Lamed Tes Malachis Amutal Tzarech Achol Nefesh. Tchumin is not Amutal Tzarech Achol Nefesh. The only thing the Torah says is Malacha. You're allowed to do Malacha with Tzarech Achol Nefesh. Is Tchumin Malacha? Or is Tchumin a separate thing? Tchumin. It's a separate pasuk. Al Yaita Yish Mekayla. So the Chasam Sofer is Mechadesh. That Chumin is that Chumin, so the Sefer is Mechadish, that Chumin is not a Malacha. It's not also a Malacha. It's a separate issue, which is itself an Erevin, a big Chakira. Is going Chutzot Chumasar or is being Chutzot Chumasar? I think someone's sitting on a ship and the ship takes him Chutzot Chumasar. Is he either anything? He didn't do anything. He's just sitting there. It's totally in this question. If the malacha of going chutzot chum is like an added malacha, you're not allowed to go chutzot chum. If you don't do anything, it's mutter. If this is being chutzot chum, then it's awesome. So some sefer holds, at least to answer Mashal's kashi, he says if you hold that chum is not a malacha isser, it's not to go chutzot chum, it's just to be chutzot chum. And that's his way of answering this kashi. Alright. I was about to finish the Gemara, but let me just tell you, there's something I want to discuss with you, but before that, I just would like, I suppose everybody's finished the Gemara. Tomorrow, I'm going to give a shiur on the bottom Tosfos Machshirin. I'm going to finish the Gemara. Tomorrow's shiur will start at 12. I would like all of you, I suppose at least most of you have finished the two da'ats, and finished the Tosfos. If you haven't finished, I'd like you to begin Chazara. There is a big shaila here about how to do chazara. We have not had chazara since Daf Gimel, since Ben Azmani. So the question is, do you bite too much to chew, or do you? Is it better to go for less and know it better, or to go for more? I'm not sure. What I would like you to focus on is starting from Yibayil Humau Libol B'Tchila B'Shabbos, from Hayim Ad Beis to Zayin Lidal, which is the Nyanim of. Yana Yantif, which Yana Mavdav Shana Miskavin, that we've been learning for the last 2 weeks, was it 2 weeks or 2 weeks and a few days, that we put most of our energy in. On the other hand, I would like you to know the other Gemara too. So it's a little tricky. Maybe you should quickly chazer the first two blocks in a quicker fashion. And then focus on this last plot and a half. I mean, everybody, different people are different. What I would like to do is, and again, you should be meichel me, is to give a bechina on the last plot and a half. I know you're all tired of bechinas already, you have so many, but it's not going to be any more dangerous than the other one. I'll tell you, by the time you guys took it, I mean, I saw everybody, you knew your stuff. Cause it for a bechina. So Yaki comes only on Sunday, so if the Bechina is Sunday, I'll take the Bechina. But at any rate, I really would like you to do a good Chazara and to know it. Tomorrow again, I'll give a shir on the last part. I'd like you to start Chazara. There is something I just wanted to talk to you about for a moment. I think most of you are aware of the fact that there was Levaya Thursday afternoon. Someone who learned here in the yeshiva, a few brothers who learned in the yeshiva. And a lot of people are talking in the gas about different things. It's a very dangerous thing to say. You know, everyone's talking, it's wrong. So everyone says, "What are you saying?" You know, like, so you know, there are people talking about a young man who died violently, and what's going around the street is that it was a suicide, that he committed suicide, and that's what's going around in the gas. In Shulchan Aruch it says that there's a cherim kadmainim shaloi lahaitzi shem ra'al ha'meisim. It's what happened in Shulchan Aruch in Yom Kippurim, that there's a cherim kadmainim not to be maitzi shem ra'al ha'meis, even if it's true, even if it's so. So for people, just for gossiping purposes, to go around talking this way, even if it weren't totally true, is a terrible avla. It's an avla because if you speak Lashon Hara about somebody, you hope next Yom Kippur he'll say Tefillah Zaka, he'll be Meichel you. Or he goes to sleep at night, he says Areini Meichel. But someone who's no longer alive is unable to be Meichel. Is unable to be Meichel. And Meis can't be Meichel people if they don't go to his kever and ask for Mechila. And I really feel that it's a terrible kitrug on our community, the fact that people are talking. And even if it were certain that it was so, and it's far from certain that it's so, But to talk about it being far from certain that it's so only makes people talk about, yeah, what are the rayas this way, what are the rayas that way. But you have no business talking about other people. No one is asking you to judge another person. No one's asking you to make any decisions about people. And it's a terrible avla. I think that certainly learning Hilchos Lashon Hara, we should know that you don't talk about people. Who's asking you to judge somebody? People say, yeah, maybe it was a suicide, but something snapped, and I don't know, you don't know what happened. Last night, before the Navi Shir, somebody came to my home, and he asked me to speak about it. He said the police report says it wasn't a suicide, and I should talk about it. And a rabbi is going to get up and say it wasn't a suicide, and of course everybody say, yeah, maybe it was, but how do you know? Yeah. It doesn't serve a purpose. But what you should know is that you don't talk about people. From where does it come? It should be a point of gossip. In a shul, I walk into shul, the first thing is one of Balabatim comes over to me. You know, what's the story about suddenly all Hatzalah guys are like, one guy, Hatzalah guy who jumped off a... What kind of thing is that? Why is he talking to me? He wants to hear more story, right? So, you know, I would hope that everybody here would at least know it's not something to talk about. It's not your business. No one's asking you to judge anybody. It's not something that people should be talking about. But at least those of you here who I think will at least take to heart what I'm saying, you should take it to heart. Don't talk about it. Don't try to help. Like, you know, someone says, well, you say, well, don't, it's not going to work. If a guy's a gossiper, you know, you tell him you don't want to have a chevek with Bali Lashon Hara. Okay.